Welcome back to the second hour of the program. Still plenty coming up this morning. You can have your say on all of the issues in front of us. We've got a very, very busy morning, as you can imagine. Ange Postecoglou, named as Tottenham Hotspur manager for the next 4 years, becomes the first Australian to take up a position like that at the English Premier League. Max Rushton will join us as our football expert this morning. Jess Jonathan heading off to the UK for the Women's Ashes series, so the multi-format series where they combine all the points across a test match, which is now 5 days, T20 internationals and one-day internationals as well. And also Corey Pakes from the Brisbane Broncos will join us this morning. However, the big news story of the day in the world of sport, and it's dominating and it continues to unfold as we speak, is around the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tours essentially merging, and deeper than that, the business connection that's going to take place and the new entity that has been formed. Now, I've just got some information in from Sports Illustrated Golf sources who say Greg Norman is unlikely to be involved in the PGA Tour in the new entity going forward after finding out about the deal minutes before it was announced. This is sources close to Sports Illustrated Golf. Norman was a sticking point for much of the issues among tour veterans, including Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. So this is the question that we posed earlier this morning. If you missed the first hour of the program, you can find it on our podcast platform with Andrew Webster. And one of the key questions that I posed is, what happens to the shark in all of this? Because Jay Monahan has been named as the new CEO of the new entity, the PGA Tour Commissioner, now becomes the new CEO of this brand new entity, which doesn't have a name at the moment. And then we've got them; they've got themselves a new chairman in Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan, who is the governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund, the PIF, that bankrolled LIV Golf and is now going to bankroll this new entity. So it appears as though Greg Norman is going to be left out, left on the sidelines of this. And if the stories are correct, that he has only just found out about this deal beforehand, then it starts to throw into question what was going on behind the scenes here. Because the PGA Tour players found out about it in the morning. Colin Morikawa actually said, oh, gee, I love finding out about this news. Love waking up to news on Twitter as a PGA Tour player who knocked back the advances of LIV Golf, and he's not the only one. Jason on our text line says, with my knowledge of business and sport at the top level, this LIV PGA merger didn't just come together in a day. In my opinion, negotiations like this, with all the animosity surrounding the parties, would take at least 3 months. That said, the machinations of it would be interesting to know. I mean, consider that Henrik Stenson had the Ryder Cup captaincy taken off him because he defected to LIV. I'd love to know what Rory thinks, and is there the possibility of PGA players boycotting events? Well, you're right. I mean, the normal chain of command in all of this and the way that this would have come together just doesn't happen overnight, but that's how it's been broadcast. The PGA Tour is meant to be a player-run organisation. The players didn't know about this. Greg Norman has been the public face and the leader of the LIV Golf Tour. And we're being told, reportedly, that he found out about this moments before it was announced. So this has all been undercover. So let me run you through what's happened. The parties, this is the official press release that came out, and this is the stuff that was sent to the players. PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and the Public Investment Fund have announced a landmark agreement to unify the game of golf. They've signed an agreement that combines PIF, which is the Public Investment Fund's golf-related commercial businesses and rights, including LIV Golf, with the commercial businesses and rights of the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour into a new collectively owned for-profit entity. PIF will make a capital investment into the new entity to facilitate its growth and success. New entity name TBD, to be determined. Today's announcement will be followed by a mutually agreed end to all pending litigation between the participating parties. Key point. There were lawsuits flying around. They're all off the table. Lawyers miss out there. Jay Monahan, who's been incredibly vocal in questioning the Saudi connection on all levels to LIV Golf, in this statement, "We're pleased to move forward in step with LIV and PIF's world-class investing experience. This is Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour Commissioner. And I applaud, he says, PIF Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan for his vision and collaborative and forward-thinking approach that is not just a solution to the rift in our game, but also a commitment to taking it to new heights. This will engender a new era in global golf for the better. Can you understand why people are saying money talks? Now, I'll play what they've said this morning, but let's just backtrack a little bit. Let's just backtrack a little bit here to what Jay Monahan had to say publicly on the 9/11 families issue in particular and the connection there to Saudi Arabia.
Players, I've talked at a player meeting and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
It's a fair question to be asking Jay Monahan right now, isn't it? And these are the same players that he's just referenced there that he hasn't informed until the deal was done in a player-run, supposedly, organisation that essentially they're now playing for Saudi money. That the chairman of the new entity with which they're going to play under is the governor of the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. That they absolutely, you know what, canned from the highest level and were relentless in doing so. It's an extraordinary turnaround, this one. Now, let's get to those that have been fierce vocal critics, Brandel Chamblee in particular, on the Golf Channel and his role with NBC Sports as well. So he's had a long-running battle here with those that decided to take the money for the Saudi Arabian LIV Golf League, the morality issues behind it, and he has not missed. It's been a head-to-head, and if you've been following it on social media, it's been a head-to-head war, especially between him and Phil Mickelson. So Brandel Chamblee's had this to say this morning.
Well, like everyone else, when I first heard about it, I was completely shocked. I can't imagine that too many people outside of maybe the two or three or four or five people that were in the room that brought this merger to fruition would have known anything about it. After the shock sort of ebbed away, I was hugely disappointed. I think this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf. I do believe that the governing bodies, the entities, the professional entities have sacrificed their principles for profit. And then, of course, I tried to imagine what circumstances would have led to such a capitulation. Intractable legal issues going on indefinitely into the future, no doubt with legal vulnerability on both sides of this issue. And the only people that stood to profit from that were the lawyers that were involved. And then, of course, I think entanglement of the various business entities and sponsors that the PGA Tour has that have Saudi money, PIF money in them. And I think it became increasingly difficult for the PGA Tour to disentangle themselves from that scrutiny and from that criticism. And then, of course, the fact that there would be billions of dollars on the table for potentially the growth of the game globally. At in the best case scenario, it could have been any one of those. It could have been a combination of all three of those. But at least in my view, those three issues were at play. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's what led to this merger.
So he's called it the saddest day in golf there. Jay Monahan has fronted the media to talk about the merger. But you've heard his comments that I've read you in the official press release that was put out. The only detail really around what the new entity could look like, aside from the fact that they're going to merge all their commercial realities and commercial businesses together and rights, is that teams remains on the table. The rest is completely up in the air. There's no detail about what happens to LIV Golf, aside from what I've seen this morning, that the schedule remains intact for 2023. There's no detail around what happens to the PGA Tour itself, what happens to the actual tour itself and all of the tournaments that are held there. there's no detail around what happens to the future of 54 hole golf, which LIV has been championing. There's absolutely zero detail around what happens with the players who want to come back into the fold. Are they fined? There's talk that they may be fined for breaking away in the first place. Compensation for those that knocked back to stand with the PGA Tour. Extraordinary. The DP World Tour CEO is Keith Pelly. Here's what he's had to say this morning. Remember, he's part of this. It's a three-way battle, this one.
There's been a lot of mudslinging from both sides. There's a lot of water under the bridge. Now, can everybody really kiss and make up and just carry on as if nothing's happened?
I don't think we've done a lot of mudslinging. I think we were pretty consistent with our approach that we brought Gulf Saudi into the game in 2019, and we appreciated what they did for us at that particular time. And what we wanted them to do is obviously be part of the ecosystem and be part of the global golf infrastructure. And that's what's happened now, is the three of us have come together. So there certainly hasn't been any mudslinging on our side. I still am energized and excited about that phrase of growing the game. I think we really have an opportunity to do so now.
Oh, please. Somebody get him the Batmobile. Get him out of there at a million miles an hour, because that's how fast he was running. As soon as he dropped the word ecosystem, we knew that he was just corporate speak. Boy, oh boy, what a turnaround this is. Another outspoken critic, he's been alongside Brandel Chamblee in this, is Eamon Lynch. And he has penned an article this morning, and he's done it quite well. And I'll just read you a little paragraph here where he takes aim essentially at Jay Monahan and Pelly as well. He says, for Monahan and Pelly, and for players, agents, and assorted hangers-on, the problem has always been where the money was going, not where it was coming from. The Saudis were eager to dump billions of dollars into golf, and no matter what disputes arose between the establishment and the upstart, there was a desire to ensure that the money be redirected than rejected. Morality, like the families of September 11 victims and Jamal Khashoggi, was merely a convenient posture to adopt until the time arrived when the space was cleared at the trough. Now, he's been on this campaign for a long, long time. He doesn't like what's happened. But I think what he said there is bang on, and pardon the pun, the money. The Saudis were eager to dump billions of dollars into golf. They were going to do it anyway. So no matter what happened thereafter, the desire for those within golf was to ensure that that money stayed in golf. It wasn't knocked back. And somewhere along the line, the trough would be ready for everyone to stick their nose in once the space was cleared. Now, that might sound really dramatic, and he's been on that campaign for a while, but geez, it's accurate. The way that it's played out, it's absolutely accurate. The detail and the devil will be in that, but we don't know what the detail is. It's an extraordinary story, this one, a massive story in world sport on so many levels. And like I said earlier, what happens with the Australian part of this? Well, we don't know. LIV Golf's scheduled to remain intact for the rest of the season. We've had our event in Adelaide. The PGA of Australia is aligned to the PGA Tour of America. We've reached out to them this morning. They'll be putting out a press release later on. So what happens around our connection with this? And what role did the success of the Adelaide event play in all of this? The most powerful man in golf right now is the governor of Saudi's public investment fund, whether you like it or not. That's what's happened out of all of this. His name is Yasir Al-Rumayyan, and he's now the boss, folks, of this new entity, and we'll get the name of that soon. Like I said, players are furious, not only by the fact that they've missed out on a stack of money that they could have taken and not ruined what they thought was going to be their PGA Tour career forever, but also the way that they found out. Can't imagine Greg Norman's going to be too happy about that. Not sure. Don't want to speak on his behalf, but he has put out a tweet this morning saying, great day for golf, even though it's being told that he found out earlier. And the PGA players who defected to LIV Golf and took all those hundreds of millions of dollars, well, guess what? They got ahead of the curve. and they keep their money. They are their own businesses. Golfers are athletes, yes, but they're walking, talking, club-swinging businesses. And it's them that have to make that decision. They made a business decision to go ahead and take the cash. And it's proved, in pure business terms, to be a better strategy than those that knocked it back. Boy, oh boy, there's a lot to unpack on this one. Continue to have your say this morning. It's approaching 20 minutes after 10.